truth. God as truth. Helen Wright did research covering every page of the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, by Mary Baker Eddy, and she discovered there were 71 different keywords utilized by Mary Baker Eddy to describe God. And there were 15 words used as opposites to those 71 words. This recording will explore how one can use these words to get a better understanding of God, such that, as it says in the Bible, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. It doesn't say to seek ye first the kingdom of God so that all of these things will be added unto you. But the focus must be on seeking God, seeking a better understanding of God. First four words join a quad that are directly connected with each other. They are abide, affirmation, appears, and awakens. The reason it appears that these are a group is that if one abides in the truth, one would need to affirm that that is what their dedication is. If they do that, their appearance will be truthful. Their vision will be truthful. And this will awaken from any sense of a belief of life, truth, and intelligence in matter. In other words, it will remove the veil which a suggestion of mortal mind tries to make all the time. Mary Baker Eddy says that we are inundated constantly with suggestions of mortal mind. So if we affirm the truth, that will enable us to better abide in it, and it will give us a vision or an appearance of the truth, and we will be awakened from any false sense of the Adam dream of a man, whereby we are blocked from seeing the truth, and we are going to be looking through a mist if we don't awaken, if we don't affirm the truth, if we don't abide in the truth, and if we don't seek the vision of the truth in everything that we see. The next five terms also form a group, and they are bread, brotherhood, calculus, casts out, and chemicalization. Bread, as referred to in the Bible, was sustenance, supply of food. When Jesus was eating with his disciples, they said he was breaking bread, which means that he was explaining the truth, explaining what real supply was. And of course, that was supply of a spiritual nature, because in prior recordings, we covered how spirit is flawless and spirit is the only substance, which means the only real substance is flawless. It's also transparent because it's flawless, and it's reflective because it is flawless and transparent. Brotherhood means that when we are thinking of sustenance or supply, we need to be including all mankind, because we are all one brethren. We all have one father, one mother, and therefore we are all united because of that connection. Calculus is the calculation that is made when we are sticking to the facts about God. The four sides of the city are called the operators of the system of divine metaphysics, and that is the Word, Christ, Christianity, and science. The Word meaning the facts about God, the Christ meaning the interpretation and translation of everything in our experience to make sure that we are seeing the spiritual nature and not accepting a belief of life, truth, and intelligence in matter. And Christianity is the demonstration of those facts. And science means that we have successfully demonstrated, proven those facts to be true. In other words, our interpretation and translation was correct, and we proved it through demonstration in our daily life, our experience. So science is the successful completion, conclusion of our demonstration. It means that we have been living and are living the Christ consciousness. So the calculus is calculating all the facts about God with the proper translation and interpretation so that our demonstration is assured and we are then in the realm of science. Cast out is what was just referred to, and that is that we cast out any false sense of life, truth, and intelligence in matter. And we affirm what was previously referred to as the facts about God, the truth. So that's what we're going to stick to as our standard of truth. Chemicalization means that there is friction. And the friction is because we are trying to hold on to the belief of life, truth, and intelligence in matter, and we find it difficult to let go of it. There's a gap between truth and error. We must go over the bridge. We must get our foot off of the belief of life, truth, and intelligence in matter and cling steadfastly to the truth that truth is the reality. And there does not need to be any transition period. Truth, everything is omnipresent and effective now. Christian Science, Christ claims, complete, conquers, and consciousness. Cross and cup and cure. These words all go together. As a matter of fact, the next two also, dawn and deliverer. Let's see how these connect in a logical, systematic manner. By the way, Helen Wright wrote a book called Your Divinity Revealed, and chapter 9 is the chapter on truth. And it is an excellent study tool, and it points out how various terms are connected to each other. So looking at Christian Science, that of course is the science of the Christ. And the next word is Christ, and the next word is claims, and the next word is complete. So if we think about the science of the Christ, that certainly is the next word, which is the Christ, and that means the consciousness of purity, which means the consciousness of spirit, which means that it is flawless. It is transparent and therefore reflective. So Christian Science is the science of the Christ. Now the next word is claims, and the next one after that is complete, and the next one after that is conquers and consciousness. So we must refute any claim that is contrary to the Christ and affirm the fact that the Christ is the truth, that the facts about God are the only truth that there is. And of course, Mary Baker Eddy defines God throughout the textbook. And one of the definitions is page 465, where she says that God is incorporeal, divine, supreme, infinite mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love. And in the glossary, she says that God is the great I am, all-knowing, all-seeing, all-acting, all-wise, all-loving, and eternal. Principle, mind, soul, spirit, life, truth, love, all-substance, intelligence. And on that same page, she defines good as being God, spirit, omniscience, omnipresence, omniaction, and omnipotence. Omniscience means all intelligence, all wisdom, and all knowing. All creative activity is from God. And if we couple that with the intelligence, wisdom, and knowing of omniscience, and the capacity, capability, facility, functionality, which are other qualities of mind, then we will end up with performance. And performance will be measured as power. And if all these qualities are pure and flawless based on spirit, because spirit is flawless, then we will have infinite power, because the power will have no limitation imposed by some alloy or mixture of good and evil. It'll be the pure essence of what God really is. Omnipresence, of course, is true of all qualities of God. And omniaction was already mentioned, and that is what is coupled with those other qualities to bring about performance, which then is measured as power. That brings about completeness, which is that next term. And of course, conquers means that it conquers anything that is contrary to God-likeness. And of course, it begins with the next word, which is consciousness. Everything has to be in thought, because that's what we experience. So all good must be in thought in order to have the experience of perfection. Spirit is perfection because it is flawless. Truth is perfection because it has no error. Soul is perfection because soul means that we are viewing everything, whether it's seeing, hearing, feeling, tasting, or smelling. We are sensing everything from a spiritual viewpoint. The next word is cross and cup, cure and dawn. Next four words. And cross means that we are recognizing that there is error that needs to be disposed of. And Mary Baker Eddy warns us not to carry the cross around with us, but we need to recognize the error, expose it, and get rid of it, annihilate it. That's the way it is healed, by analyzing, exposing it, annihilating it, and then going forward with the truth. Cup, what are we going to put in our cup? What are we going to carry with us in our consciousness? It needs to be the pure Christ consciousness. And that will bring about the next word, which is the cure. Dawn is the next one, which means that we are going to awaken. We're going to awaken to the truth. We're going to see that we have a new, fresh beginning. We're going to put everything behind that is not the truth. We're not going to carry the chaff with us, but we're going to focus on the wheat. And deliverer and demands and demonstration. What is the deliverer? The deliverer is the truth. It is going to make demands on us. As Mary Baker Eddy said, she makes strong demands on love. Well, the demands on us are going to be to make sure we stay on that path of truth. Then we are in a position to demonstrate, which is the next word. We can only demonstrate if we're willing to make that separation between truth and error and latch on to the truth. Refuse to accept error as being true. And that goes to the next word, which is destroy, and the next one after that, which is a dominion, an example, an exemplar, an expression. So when we demonstrate, we destroy the error, and then we will have dominion. We will be an expression of God, because God is the source and which includes the manifestation. The manifestation is included as the source. Otherwise, what is it a source of? There cannot be a source unless the source has a manifestation. There cannot be a manifestation unless there's a source. So it's a direct connection. There's no medium in between. It is a direct connection between God connected with God's manifestation. And then we will be the example. And just as Christ Jesus was the exemplar, because he was the greatest example of man, and we can follow in the footsteps of Jesus by following the same consciousness that Jesus entertained, and that is the Christ consciousness. We can then be the expression or the manifestation of God. We will be following God. We will be a follower of God, the next two words. And we will be in a unique form as an individual expression of God. The next term is garment. And garment really represents our entire body. Our body represents all of our thoughts, because our experience is made up of our thoughts. So our garment is, what is the container? What is the thing that we are wrapping ourselves in? All of our thought, speech, and action. That's it. Jesus said, if we're thinking it, it's the same as doing it. Gospel is next. Well, what are we going to rely on? What is going to be our guide? What is going to be our standard? That is what our truth is. And if our truth is the real truth, then we're in good condition. And we will be following down that path, which is a path of truth, the Christ consciousness path. And we'll be doing it with grace and health. Now, the next one is interesting because it's the word heals. One might think that mind is what heals, but mind is the medicine. The medicine means it's the medicinal characteristic, because mind is the source of thoughts. And that's what provides the catalyst for truth to do the healing. We have to have the thought prepared to accept the truth, and we have to build the atmosphere from our thoughts. As Shakespeare says, there is nothing either good or bad, but thinking makes it so. Well, what do we want to have our thinking be? Do we want the Christ consciousness to be what is in our thoughts? Or do we want to just accept anything that comes through the phone that is ringing loudly all day long, trying to get our attention, to accept something that is not wholesome, something that is ungodlike? anything less than 100 absolute perfection is ungodlike. So we will have the ability of truth to do the healing if we prepare our thought. The next one is honesty. If we are honest about what God is, then the healing has a path. If we are not, then we are blocking ourselves from being receptive to the truth. The next one is ideal. What is our ideal? The next one is judgment. Next one is justice. Next one is key. Next one is leads. Next one is leaven. Next one is light. Next one is makes. These all go together. We must have the perfect ideal. We must not judge others, but we must be a correct judge of the truth versus error, so that what we let into consciousness is going to be justice, which is the next word, according to the dictates of God. In other words, the facts about God. We are not going to be just to ourselves, and certainly cannot be just to others, unless we are seeing the real facts about God as being the only truth. And what is the key and the leading and the leaven and the light? Well, the key could be considered the key of David. What is the key of David? What is the key to the scriptures? What is the key to truth? It is the facts about God. And we must combine that with the calculus, as indicated earlier in this recording, so that we are considering the facts about God, we are interpreting and translating it correctly, we are demonstrating it, we're not just making some kind of a glib statement. Well, we're bringing the demonstration to life. Like was mentioned earlier about bringing life to a home, making it lively, not just having the decorations sit there and the decor and the design of the home and landscape and everything else and then be vacant. We have to give it the life of an activity of a spiritual thought. And that's what we actually have to do with truth. We have to bring it to life. We have to let it be in our consciousness. We have to let it lead us. We have to let those keywords lead us. And we have to let it leaven thought so that it enables the thought to mature and be the atmosphere that is for everyone's benefit. And that will give us light, because the light comes as a result of the correct thinking. And that makes, which is the next word, man, the true manifestation of God, which means that we are letting the Christ consciousness of Christ Jesus be our example, so that we can reflect that same Christ consciousness of God as did Jesus. Jesus said we will even do greater works than he. So he didn't raise himself above everyone else. He said, here I am. This is what I'm doing. Now you have my example and stand on my shoulders and go up from there. He basically said the same thing as Mary Baker Eddy. Mary Baker Eddy had to move from Boston to Concord, New Hampshire, so that people could go up higher from where they were, because they were depending on Mary Baker Eddy. It was limiting them. But when she left, it gave them an opportunity to be standing on their own feet, or rather, to utilize her writings as their platform. Jesus had to leave, ascend, because people were not ready to progress with him being there. He had to show them that the belief of life, truth, and intelligence in matter could be completely overcome. And the ascension is the way he was able to do that. The next term is mourning and mission. So, what is our mission? Mr. Rawson says that our mission should be to make other people happy. Another view is to glorify God in everything we think, say, and do. And where we can begin is getting a right concept of morning, right concept of day. It is an opportunity to make a fresh start, not be encumbered by the problems of the prior day, but go forward from here. Next word is potent. Next one, reaches. Next one, reflection. Remedy. Resists. Revelation. Rock. Again, these all go together. So the first one being potent. Well, what is potent? Anything that is true is potent. And of course, we are studying truth. Truth never changes, so it is always potent. And reaches? Well, we need to reach out to the truth. The next is reflection. We need to reflect. In other words, spirit is the only real substance. It is reflection. Because it is flawless and transparent, we have to be flawless in our analysis of the truth. Remedy, resists, revelation, and rock. So the remedy is truth, as mentioned previously, and we have to resist anything that is not true. Truth resists. It resists its opposite. It resists theory. We must accept the truth, the fact, and resist the theory of mortal mind, the theory of matter, the theory of anything unlike God. Then we will have the revelation, which is the next word, and we will be attached to the rock. We will be the seed. We will be the sun and the star, and we will be the sword. So the rock is what we are going to attach to as being our foundation, the rock of truth. We are going to have the seed of truth planted, and we're going to let it grow. We're going to nurture it, and we're going to abide by it. We're going to be the Son, S-O-N, the Son of God. How do we do that? By following in the footsteps of Christ Jesus and Mary Baker Eddy and other great messengers of God. We will be a star because we are going to let the light shine through us. But we are going to use the sword to cut between truth and error, to make sure that we are following the truth and not going down the wrong path. Theology is a theory which is not what we want to be abiding by. Truth is what we want to abide by. The science of Christianity, not the old theology, but the truth about God and man. Treasures, that's what we find. We find the pearl of great price when we search for the truth and don't give up until we find it and follow it. And we will then triumph, which is the next word. The reason we will triumph is because we were going to stick to the truth. And the next word is true. And the next word is trust. We'll be able to trust the truth because it is always unchangeable. Next word is trust. So we can trust the truth because it doesn't change. There's no variance. There's no deviation. Uncovers, truth uncovers its opposite error. Virtue, absolutely. Voice, it is always there. It's omnipresent. Whole, of course, there's nothing missing from truth. Way, yes, it is the way. It is the path. It is the only path. It is the only way. It is the shortcut to God. There's no shorter path to God than truth. And does it work? That's the last word, 71, work. Yes, truth works because it's always valid. It's always true. Always works. Now the 15 opposites also are very closely related. Adversary, betrays, claim, counterfeit, darkness, disease, dishonesty, electricity, error, false, sickness, lie, persecution, resistance, and sickness. None of them can be divorced from the other ones. The adversary betrays. That's the first two words. We must claim the truth and not accept a claim of mortal mind to be real. That's claim. Counterfeit? Well, mortal mind is a counterfeit. Matter is a counterfeit. Error is a counterfeit. Death is a counterfeit. Anything unlike God is a counterfeit. And we are in darkness when we entertain the thought. That's the next word. And we're not at ease when we permit error to be a part of our thought. That's the next word, disease, dis-ease. We're going to be at uneasy. We're going to be uneasy if we accept error as truth. We will be dishonest with ourselves if we don't stick to the truth. Truth always is the winner. Electricity? Well, that's the most ethereal part, and we have to be very careful with that. This 5G electricity, it's a fraud. It's a fraud. It's a genocide fraud. And notice that they put up all of the majority of the towers during the pandemic lockdown period because they didn't want there to be objections to putting them up. So they get them up. They're a fraud. 5G is a fraud. 5G is a genocide. It's a planned genocide against the population all over the world. We must reject it. We must not use it. We must make it public that it is an evil, an error. We must help expose it. There's plenty of information on the internet about it. One very advanced country, in fact, probably the most advanced technological country, has banned it. They had 22 towers. They took them all down because they found out that it was the cause of death. It is genocide. You go to that country and you don't have to worry about it. I'm not recommending you do that. I'm recommending that we solve the problem wherever we are to expose it as being a fraud. Error is the next thing. Of course, that's what we're talking about. False, falsity, sickness, lie, those all are the same thing. Anything that is a disease is false. Anything that is as a disease is error. Anything that is a disease is a sickness. It's a lie. All those are the four next four words. Error, false, sickness, and lie. Persecution. We will let ourselves be persecuted if we don't stand up for the truth and expose the lie. Resistance. We should resist everything that is unlike God. Everything. Resistance is the final word of the group of words that comprise both the terms for God and the opposites regarding truth. One thing to remember, truth doesn't change. God does not change. We can only get a wider and wider view, a more elevated view of what God really is. And as we do that, we can internalize it, latch onto it with tenacity, and let it be our guide for spiritual advancement. Amen.